We made a point of buying a potpourri of what's available in town. We had people that sold us prescription opiates, cocaine, methamphetamine, ecstasy.
Petersburg Police Chief Jim Agner says the undercover source had the opportunity to buy heroin as well.
The suspect that was going to sell us the heroin was a suspect that we'd already had several charges on, and we decided that there wouldn't be any gain for it from a criminal point of view, but pretty much we were buying everything that's out there.
Those charged in this case include 27-year-old Renee Lester, 19-year-old Tabitha Taylor, and 19-year-old Ryan Snitterich, all of Petersburg, as well as 36-year-old Eric Walker of Anchorage. They were arraigned on various felony counts of misconduct involving a controlled substance. They've been assigned public defenders. As of Friday, they were in police custody with bail set at $10,000 to $60,000, depending on the defendant. Agner says Petersburg police worked with several other agencies to make the arrests. Walker was arrested at the airport Wednesday. The other three arrests took place Thursday on Hungerford Hill Road and the 200 block of South Nordic Drive.
One of the individuals was actually leaving town on Wednesday, so we stopped and arrested him at the airport. And so then we had a team come in that was made up of, yesterday, that was made up of Alaska State Troopers, CCAD people, the Sitka Police Department, the Ketchikan Police Department, and then we had the U.S. Forest Service and State Troopers, Fish and Wildlife officers, and we also had the canine justice show up, and we served not only arrest warrants but then search warrants on several residences in town and vehicles. And in the process, we also picked up a couple of small marijuana grows.
According to the criminal complaints filed by police, Lester stands accused of selling a small bag of marijuana as well as several individual pills of oxycodone, methadone, and ecstasy. Taylor faces allegations that she sold a couple of morphine pills. Police allege that Snitterich sold two ecstasy pills. Walker faces charges that he sold about a gram of cocaine on two occasions, as well as about a half gram of methamphetamine. Many of the undercover buys were allegedly in downtown Petersburg on Harbor Way. One sale allegedly took place in the elementary school parking lot, according to the court complaint. In each instance, the buyer was an undercover operative, whom the complaints refer to as N980, a paid cooperating source. Agner said the operative is pursuing a career in law enforcement.
She's no longer in Petersburg, and she is doing an internship with another police department in the lower 48. And in the very near future, some very fortunate community is going to have her as a officer protecting their citizens.
Agner says police have audio recordings of the alleged drug sales. According to the criminal complaint against Walker, N980 asked about using cocaine. The complaint alleges that Walker could be heard on the recording saying in part, quote, "You want to do it now? You want me to show you?" Unquote. The operation did not yield any large quantities of drugs, according to Agner, but he emphasizes that it addresses a serious ongoing problem in town.
What we're doing is we're trying to take the people that are selling truly dangerous drugs off the streets of Petersburg. And in fact, we got two complaints last night the police department received while the team was briefing about sales at one of the residences that was involved. So it's the community of Petersburg has really been unhappy with a lot of, not drugs in general, but also some of these very specific people. And so we felt very good that we actually could be doing something that was proactive to citizens' complaints last night.
Agner says the undercover work also provided leads for future investigations.
We have the opportunity to actually see people that are dealing drugs that we weren't even aware of, that we didn't actually purchase them from, but we're now aware who they are and that they're doing it.
Agner credits the Alaska State Troopers for making the three-month operation possible through CCAD, Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs.
What it is it's a federal grants that are for the communities in Southeast Alaska that have all banded together, co-op together, and then it's supervised by the Alaska State Troopers. It's administered out of the city Sitka, and so the Sitka Police Department actually administers the grant, but then the state troopers supervise it.
Agner estimates the operation cost over $30,000, most of which would be covered by the CCAD grant. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.